This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from WEXT Radio. Visit us online at wextradio.org.
¿Cómo estás? You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined once again by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. Well, the dreaded moment has finally arrived. Today, the Latin Alternative is going commercial. Yes, we're playing hits today. We're focusing only on moments of the Latin Alternative that were commercially successful, that were global hits, and that will be remembered for many, many decades to come. It's a frightening proposition, right? But I think we're starting already with a fantastic tune from Colombia. Isn't that so, hermano Josh?
Yes, Ernesto. You know, how do we even define a hit in this algorithmic Spotify numbers era that we're living in? I think we can look at it in some of these cases. These songs weren't necessarily multi-platinum gazillion selling. In some cases, these are actually just the biggest song from certain artists. Mm-hmm. But yes, there is a commercial sheen and pop sensibility to almost all the songs we're playing, even the ones that are coming from Brazil or Latin jazz.
Absolutely.
And so we are going to start things off with the biggest hit from Colombia's Bomba Estéreo. This happens to be actually one of my favorite music videos, period. You got to check out this absolutely sassy six-year-old girl who just takes things into her own hands, so to speak, mm-hmm. as she rides her bicycle through New York. This is Soy Yo from Bomba Estéreo, a really up-tempo, in-your-face track that I think is one of their best works. It's off their album Amanecer. Let's take a listen. Bomba Estéreo, Soy Yo on the Latin Alternative All Hits episode.
This is a Latin alternative continuing with an episode devoted to hits, to some major commercial moments in Latin American music. And we just heard Oye Como Va. We didn't include the lambada on this episode or la
no,
bamba.
No, no lambada, no forbidden dance.
But I think Oye Como Va is like an iconic moment, like almost like a cliche moment in Latin American music. Of course, the version that made it famous worldwide is Carlos Santana's from around 1970. But Tito Puente had recorded the tune already in around 1962 for an album called El Rey that was released on the Tico label. And I once had the privilege of having dinner with Tito Puente. It was a year before he passed away. We had a lot of vodka and had some great food. It was, I think, the night before the Latin Grammys or something like that. And at one point I asked him, this is a conversation that I recorded, and I asked him, so Tito, tell me what are your thoughts on Oye Como Va? Because it was your song, you know, it wasn't a hit at the time, you know, when Tito recorded it, it was just a throwaway track, one of the many tracks that he recorded. Remember, he would do one, two, or three albums per year.
Sure, very
for
productive.
Yeah. So Tito told me, well, I'm very happy with the way that things turned out and that Santana recorded, because I still get the royalty checks.
As long as the checks from Sony cleared, Tito was a happy man.
Absolutely. And in a way, you know, I think much as Tito Puente's Oye Como Va was redone sort of in a fusion rock psychedelia by Santana, in a way, the song that we're going to listen to has its roots in a Brazilian traditional song, right? By Oloduma, I think it was, that sort of Los Fabulosos Cadillacs picked up that sort of vibe, that Brazilian batucada vibe, and turned it into a global hit.
Yes, Ernesto. You know, we actually recently taped the 1989 episode, which kind of marked a transition point for Los Fabulosos Cadillacs, mm-hmm. who, you know, Argentina's quintessential biggest, I think at least, biggest rock band of their time.
Oh, yeah.
And at the time when they started, they were very much mirroring British ska, and then increasingly absorbed the South American sounds of neighboring countries. And El Matador, just as you mentioned, you know, sees it come into full swing. Mm-hmm. And this is a song that is their biggest hit. It was a song that in some ways changed my own life. I grew up in upstate New York in Albany and was living in Buenos Aires at the time. And literally the first time I heard El Matador, I became angry. Why did I feel angry? It was because it was the coolest song I had ever heard. Like, it was this mixture of rock and samba, mm-hmm. and just reggae and rock. And it was just so cool and different from any of the Latin music I had heard. Up till that point, all I knew was like Tito Puente and salsa. Like, we had a small Puerto Rican community in Albany. Mm-hmm. That's what I knew. There was no internet. So when I heard Matador, todo cambio en mi sangre. Everything changed in my blood. And I was obsessed. I started promoting these bands in the U.S. And when I graduated college, I was the publicist for Fabulosos Cadillacs. So truly, much of my career was shaped by hearing this song when I was living in Buenos Aires. And the song was a huge hit, 1994. It was sort of the bonus track, you could say, or the mm-hmm. one new song mm-hmm. on their greatest hits album, Vasos Vacios. And so this is a song that not only was the biggest hit for Fabulosos Cadillacs, but I think in some ways inspired many other Argentine reggae bands to kind of ape that. Maybe ape is a harsh word, but include Latin sounds with reggae, groups like Pericos, for example.
Yeah, to assimilate all that yes. stuff, because it was also, you know, with the batucada drums, it would also have salsa piano lines. It was just a mixture of things, and it encouraged many other bands, not only from Argentina, I should add.
No, not at all.
I think also from Colombia, from Peru, all over
Mexico.
The place. It was, the sign of things to follow.
So we're going to go check out from Vasos Vacios, the greatest hits collection in 1994. This is Matador.
Bye. This is the Latin Alternative. The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Ese gritarito roto, yo sentí como crujía. Antes de caerse al suelo, ya sabía que se rompía. Está parpadeando la luz del descansillo. Una voz de la escalera, alguien cruzando el pasillo. Se mueve y tambalea.
Tuned in to the Latin Alternative and a spotlight on, yes, commercial hits in our Latin alternative world.
Mm-hmm.
This is probably the most recent song, you could say, mm-hmm. that was released, that we're featuring on the show. That was Rosalía, and the song Malamente came out towards the tail end of 2018. A lot of people very excited about Rosalía, kind of mixing flamenco with contemporary urban sounds. And Ernesto, I'm curious kind of how you feel about her.
Well, but I love, I mean, I absolutely love Rosalía and everything she does, and her album is structured. It's sort of like a, like the story of a love affair gone sour, and it has chapters, not only songs, but chapters, as it sort of chronicles the horrors that will inevitably follow. What I love about Malamente, and in a way it represents what we're trying to do with this episode, is that the moment I heard it for the first time, and I remember the moment I heard Malamente for the first time, and since then I've listened to it maybe 1,000 times, I think. No, really, literally, because I've been playing it, you know, for months, every day, many, several times. It has sort of the ring, it has the energy of a global hit. You know, the moment you start listening to the production and the chorus and Rosalía's amazing vocals, it just has that feeling of a song that not only will transcend the test of time, but it will also become successful throughout the world, which is exactly what happened. And I think many people, I'm not being very original, I think many people reacted exactly the same way, right, Josh?
Yes, indeed, Ernesto. And while Rosalía has been a worldwide hit, I think we're going to go take a trip in the time machine to one of the first worldwide Latin hits as well, right?
Yeah, I think it's interesting how Planet Earth has always fallen in love with Latin American music. There's something about it, this seduction that it has, and it evokes, I think, this exoticism and this feeling of nostalgia and melancholy that I think people enjoy from Japan to England to the United States. And we're going to listen to a song that is about a man standing on a beach on a beautiful day in Rio de Janeiro. He's standing on the beach in Ipanema, and a beautiful girl goes by wearing a bikini. And the man looks at her, just very simply thinks, first, he ponders that this young girl is so beautiful, and then he contemplates and he asks himself, why is life so sad? And with that poetic paradox arrives the girl from Ipanema, A Garota de Ipanema, the quintessential song of the bossa nova explosion. The melody was by Juan Antonio Carlos Jobim, influenced by the Impressionists, by Debussy, by Ravel, influenced by jazz, influenced by the traditional samba of his native Brazil. And the lyrics, this eccentric in a way lyrics, by the former ambassador and poet of the bossa nova movement, and Vinicius de Moraes. So here she is, and of course in the studio there was a saxophone of Stan Getz and the guitar of João Gilberto in this weird strummed way that he would play in a bossa nova way, a pioneer, João Gilberto. And then his wife, and of course the urban myth is that at the very last moment João Gilberto asked his wife, he saw his wife through the window of the recording studio, his wife Astrud, and said, Astrud, come on, sing the song, sing The Girl from Ipanema. And thus the career of when Astrud Gilberto was born. Here they are all together performing The Girl from Ipanema.
Olha que coisa mais linda, mais cheia de graça, ela menina que vem e que passa, doce balanço, caminho do mar. Moça do corpo dourado do sol de Ipanema, o seu balançado é mais que um poema, é a coisa mais linda que eu já vi passar. Ah, por que estou tão sozinho? Ah, por que tudo é tão triste? Beleza que existe, a beleza que não é só minha, que também passa sozinha. Ah, se ela soubesse que quando ela passa, o mundo sorrindo se enche de graça e fica mais lindo por causa do amor. Sadly, how can we tell her he loves her?
yet when she passes, he smiles, but she doesn't see.
You are tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
Me gustas tú, me gusta el fuego, me gustas tú. la mañana.
Radio Reloj. 5 de la mañana.
No todo lo que es oro brilla. Remedio chino e infalible.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on commercial hits. Yes, some of the biggest songs as we would define them within the Latin alternative genre. We just heard Manu Chao and the song Me Gustas Tu, going back to 2001 from the album Próxima Estación. Of course, Manu Chao, you know, this global nomad, hard to pin down. You know, he is half Spanish, half French, sings in five different languages. That song, Me Gustas Tu, his biggest song. And, you know, Ernesto, I have a very fond memory. I'm a co-founder of the Latin Alternative Music Conference, which always has a big free concert in Central Park in New York. And that year we had Manu Chao play Central Park Summer Stage.
Nice.
Now, I was expecting a full crowd. Don't get me wrong. We always have a big free concert. But I remember showing up about 2 hours beforehand and seeing a line stretching like a mile. And then I came to realize it wasn't just because Manu Chao is this Latin star. It was because every European tourist in the greater tri-state area who heard there was a free Manu Chao show showed up. And that's what you have to realize. With Manu Chao, he's not just huge in South America. His albums go gold in Greece. They go gold in England. They go all around Europe. And so, you know, Europeans claim him as their own. Latin Americans claim him as their own. He's truly just a global star. He goes gold in Canada. And that song is by far his biggest hit. Seems like any gringo knows that song, at least those attuned to the Latin alternative. And if you like what you've been hearing, we do hope you'll follow the Latin alternative. On Facebook, you can find us at the Latin alternative. And on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for the Latin alternative on Spotify or iTunes, or just head to thelatinalternative.com. What do we have next, Ernesto?
Well, Josh, you know that Brazil is the biggest country in South America, and it's also a very musical country. And when they have big radio hits, I mean, they're really huge radio hits. That's what happened in around 2000 to 2003, when a supergroup by the name of Tribalistas appeared in the Brazilian music scene. Now, Tribalistas was formed of three distinct separate music stars of Brazil: Marisa Monte, Arnaldo Antunes, and Carlinhos Brown. They had been collaborating for 10 years. I actually interviewed them very recently, and they told me that they had been writing songs together for 10 years before they finally got together to record that debut Tribalistas album that sort of, it was a huge commercial and critical success. And in fact, they appear, Tribalistas, which is rare for a Brazilian act, they appear at the Latin Grammys performing this song that we're going to listen to. This is the biggest hits of this debut Tribalistas album. They recorded, in the intervening years, they recorded a second album, and there may be a trilogy of records, but the first one definitely is the best one. This is Já Se Enamorar with Tribalistas.
Eu sou de ninguém. Eu sou...
This is the Latin Alternative. Hi, this is Meme from Café Tacuba, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative.
Soy.
You're tuned in to The Latin Alternative and a spotlight on commercial hits. Yes, the biggest, perhaps pop-leaning songs in the Latin Alternative genre. We just heard Mexico's Café Tacuba and the hit song Eres, one of my favorite tunes in any language. You know, Ernesto, it's kind of ironic. Café Tacuba, well known to their fans for their singer who has gone by many different names, Anonymo, and I think I've lost track of the amount of names he changes.
Too many names.
He changes his name on every album. But the ironic thing is that Café Tacuba's one really big pop hit was not sung by their lead singer, but actually by their keyboardist, Meme. And, you know, hopefully they are all sharing their royalties and nobody's bitter about this. But what
I'm sure they are.
But what a great song. And if you haven't seen the video, really, just if you want to be transported back to high school unrequited love, go check out the video for the song Eres. But really, Café Tacuba, just often compared to like being Mexico's Radiohead, but they just came up with really just a great pop alternative song with 2003 hit Eres.
You know, Josh, when I was thinking of songs for this episode, an episode of hits, I almost picked the Burt Bacharach song from the 60s with Dionne Warwick. And why? Because many of those songs are in a bossa nova rhythm. They're really bossa nova compositions. Bacharach was definitely influenced by the Brazilian sort of boom of the mid-60s. And there is sort of a connection there with Sergio Mendes and Brazil 66, because one of the biggest hits by Sergio Mendes and his band was The Look of Love by Burt Bacharach. It was actually a hit that charted in the US top 40. So I thought of Sergio Mendes and their biggest hit. This is actually off their greatest hits album, Mais Que Nada. This is a classic in a way of so many things. It's a classic of bossa nova, but it's also a classic of American pop music or of Latin music being very popular in the United States during the 60s. Here they are, Sergio Mendes, Brazil 66 with Mais Que Nada.
Oh, pecho el viento, eres para mí. La sombra que pasa, la luz que me abraza, tus ojos mirándome. La calle que canta su canto de diario, el mundo moviéndose. Y yo sé que tienes miedo y no es un buen momento para ti y para esto que nos viene sucediendo. Pero eres para mí, me lo ha dicho el viento, eres para mí. Lo ha agarrado el tiempo, eres para mí. Me lo ha dicho el viento, eres para mí. El espejo que da su reflejo en todo lo pinta tal como es. Mi cuerpo que no tiene peso si escucho tu voz llamándome. Y yo sé que tienes miedo y no es un buen momento para ti y para esto que nos viene sucediendo.
Temes sentir más de la cuenta, el corazón es un músculo, si no late revienta. Extraño mirarte de lejos, de hacernos los tontos, parecemos tan viejos. Tiempo, quieres más tiempo, mírame la piel, ¿no ves acaso lo que siento? Tú eres para mí, yo soy para ti, el viento me lo dijo con un soplo suave. Sí,
yo sé que tienes miedo y no es un buen momento para ti,
para mí
y para esto que nos viene sucediendo. Pero eres para mí, me lo ha dicho el viento, eres para mí. Lo haya dado el tiempo, eres para mí.
Cual como el mar y el sal,
me lo ha dicho el viento, eres para
mí. Sigue mi cadencia, pierdo la paciencia, tú eres para mí. No te das cuenta,
eres para mí.
Para mí, yo soy para ti, el viento me lo dijo con un soplo suave.
Eres para mí,
eres para mí.
Lo haya dado el tiempo, eres para mí.
This is the Latin Alternative, continuing with an episode devoted to hits, all sorts of commercial hits, radio-friendly hits, hits that sort of define their respective decades. We've been going as far back as the 60s and then to the present. And there is a very specific moment in Latin pop when Julieta Venegas decides to change the course of her career. She was sort of, for me, like a Fiona Apple, like a Bjork of Mexican
Suzanne
music.
Vega.
Yeah, like a Suzanne Vega. But then she started after Buen Invento, which is my favorite album of hers. She started releasing albums that were more mainstream and, in fact, they were very fruitful in as much delivering all these radio hits. And we just heard Eres Para Mí. This is from Limón y Sal, which, in fact, was the second record where she was very, like a high-profile commercial. This was after C. Remember, first
yes.
She did the album C.
And Ernesto, I'm going to tell a true story. And it's true. Our relationship started on the album Buen Invento. I was the publicist for that record back in 2000, which, like you mentioned, had a very PJ Harvey, Fiona Apple kind of Latin alternative edge to it. And then 3 years later, she comes out with a real pop album. Now, having been the publicist and we've had a great crossover campaign in a lot of English language magazines, I think she had a big feature in The New Yorker. Her record label sends me the follow-up album in 2003. Mm-hmm. And I remember listening to it and getting into a rage. I literally threw it out the window. And I was like, what is this commercial turd? I was enraged because I thought of Julieta as this alternative diva.
Julieta, and don't listen to this.
We
love everything you've ever done.
But anyway, from Mexico, we're going to go to Mexico, stay in the same city, in fact, DF, Mexico City. Natalia Lafourcade, an artist who I think has navigated actually very well the lines of Latin pop and Latin alternative during the entire duration of her career, going back to her first album in 2002. She experienced her biggest hit in 2015 off her album Hasta la Raíz with the song called Nunca es Suficiente. And, you know, it's interesting, Ernesto, I think we just looked on Spotify and I think the song had like 60 million plays, but the song has had a new lease on life because Los Ángeles Azules is one of the quintessential, most important cumbia acts.
Mexican cumbia.
Yeah, they have right now the number one song on the Billboard Regional Mexican chart with their version of this song, Nunca Suficiente, with Natalia Lafourcade singing guest vocals. So, you know, she had a hit as Natalia, and then a new hit with Los Angeles Azules. So I felt we had to play this song. This is Nunca es Suficiente from Natalia Lafourcade, 2015, off the album Hasta la Raíz. If you like what you've been hearing on The Latin Alternative, please do follow us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative and on Twitter, our ID is Latin Alt. You can also stream the weekly podcast edition of the show by searching for The Latin Alternative on both Spotify and iTunes, or simply head to thelatinalternative.com.
Thank you for joining us. Hasta la próxima.
Adios.
Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and WEXT Amsterdam, New York, a listener-supported service of WMHT.